Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to KingScottRadioTV.com. Today we're going to be hosting At My Father's Table. This is a cyberspace ministry that rides on the wings of the Holy Spirit. Today we're going to be talking about faith, the substance of things believed in. You know, the Bible says that it is impossible to please God without faith. So we're going to jump into that and talk about it and pull out some of the particulars and just have an open discussion about faith. Without further ado, At My Father's Table. Your pastor today will be Kevin T. Scott of At My Father's Table. Stay tuned, listen up. It's all good in our neighborhood. Well, let's get started. Our base scripture is going to be John 3:16, and it so reads, God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that whomever believes in him may not be lost, but have eternal life. This is our base scripture. It's how we're going to pivot to the other parts of faith, the roots, the customs, and the beliefs. The book of John tells us about Jesus, the Son of God, although it is not identified by name, but simply as the followers who love Jesus and who Jesus loved. John the Apostle is the most likely author of this book. He is the only major apostle not named, and he clearly was an eyewitness to many of the major events of Jesus' ministry. We will attempt to answer a few questions, such as, to whom was this book written? John uses some abstract concepts in his book. Jesus is called the Word. This writing style makes some scholars believe the book was written for Greeks, but Jewish customs and feasts are also mentioned in this book, which argues the point for the Jewish community and Jewish readerships. The author clearly had a way of speaking to that person inside. And the book speaks to both Jews and non-Jews. That's a very important point because African Americans are considered Gentiles. If you weren't born into the community of the Jewish people, then you are considered a Gentile. It doesn't mean that you're not included. It means that you are. Jesus loves everyone. From the best to the worst of us, he believes in us. Because if you think about it, he is us, and we are him. And we are striving for that mark of perfection. So in essence, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to our listening audience, we want to set a foundation, something to build off. What you want to do in this life that you have is set a foundation. Start there. A firm foundation leads to a sturdy building. And in our case, a sturdy soul. So in essence, the latest evidence, including what the Dead Sea Scrolls said, indicates John likely wrote this book between AD 50 and AD 70. Now that's going way back. So you ask yourself, why do I want to know all that? Because you want to put it in a proper perspective. Who was Jesus talking to? Who was he committed to? And this book shows that he was committed to everyone that believed in him, which is the starting point for our faith. This book talks about us being created from the Creator and how the universe expands. So when you think about your faith, your foundation, your beliefs, it sets you up for success. And ultimately, that's what we're here to do, to find success in the Word of God. It's no big I's and little U's. There's no separatism here, there, or anywhere. God sees us all in a perfect light. We can't fool him. You can fool yourself, but you can't fool him. He's your creator. So some may ponder the thought, why was this book written? Jesus' purpose, John's purpose, was to produce faith in people. Those people that Jesus is the God and is anointed and the Savior of this world. It says that in order to get to the Father, you have to come through me. That line of communication is faultless. You must come this way. Understand that. You must have a clear perception of what the requirements are for your life, for all of our lives. That's what makes us followers of the Word. So here's a little nugget for you. In reference to the Holy Spirit, John's account of the good news, he was the only one speaking in this manner. The other apostles that talked about the presence of Jesus came from a different perspective. But this perspective deals with the Holy Spirit, how it guides your path, how that word in your inner bosom comes out, how it leads you in the right direction. You must be led by something. Either you're led by the Word or you're led by the world. I can truly say being led by the Word of God is the absolute best way to go. It gets us there. And the reward for following, the atmosphere of being in the presence of the Lord for eternity, is far better than anything the world could possibly produce. You see, we must see Jesus for ourselves to acquire that eternal life. We must see Jesus as he is, the Son of God, and how that's constructed. So just to go backwards, we're talking about the foundation, how we're going to get there. Building a solid building for your soul to rest in. These are the things that will become important to you as you learn about faith. Remember, it is impossible to please God without faith. We're going to take a musical break, but we're going to come back with some more of the good news.
All the best in me when everyone else around me can only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around me
this tonight. Can I ask y'all one question? The question is simply this: what did he see?
He saw the mess.
I can't get no help up in here. Because there's some folk in here that people have wrote you off. Said you would never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time, what did he see?
He saw the mess.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you would never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
What is faith? Something in which to believe, or the act of believing itself? What concrete examples of faith can we find in the Bible? Faith is the word that describes our acceptance, that we believe in what is being said. It describes the acceptance of God's saving grace. On one hand, it is an example. Faith is saying yes to God's steadfastness. On the other hand, faith is complicated. It involves trust, commitment, obedience, hope, joy, assurance, acceptance, and love. That's why we started out with John 3:16. It illustrates two important things about faith. First, the starting point is God's love for the whole world, all of us. John 1:4-8 tells us God is love. Can I say that again? God is love. Psalms talks about another part of it. But the focus here is that God is love. Now, let's not get confused by what God love is. You must be obedient. You can't just do what you want to do and say, well, God's going to love me anyway. Yes, he is. Don't get confused. But the sin involved is something that you have to pay attention to. You must listen to those facts as they are, not as what you want them to be. There's rules to this Bible, rules that must be respected and accepted. That's your substance, your faith. You can't just willy-nilly. You have to get to the core of it because God can read your heart. That's right. God can read your heart. So that you can better understand, faith means deciding to belong to Christ. It is the Christian answer to the question, who am I? Where we live, or by other affiliations, sometimes we describe ourselves as coming from this particular area, Maryland, District of Columbia, other places. But when you decide to be a Christian, when you decide to take up the mantle of living God's way, then at that point, you've made a decision to live a certain way. Some things have to be put away. Some behaviors that we've formed over the years have to be relaxed to the point where you don't participate anymore. You have to learn to be wise, to pick your battles, to make the right choices. That's a part of that foundation of faith, believing in what you read in your Bible, and then acting upon it. People can talk, but you'll be judged by your actions, not by what you say. Because if you think about it, the words that's coming out of your mouth, you can't even see. What you can see is a person's actions. What did they do? What did Christ do? How are you living? You can't say to yourself, well, I can go out and get intoxicated and be a good Christian. It does not work that way. And you know that, and I know that. There's certain people that you have to let go because their behaviors can dictate your actions if you're in that circle. See, even inside of some of the churches that we attend, you get what we call little cliques. Cliques have nothing to do with faith. You treat people the way that you want to be treated. But beyond that, they have these beatitudes. You treat people well, and you'll find that they will treat you well in some cases. Some people are just mean, and you have to have that faith to decide, is this the type of person that I want to be around? Are these the type of behaviors that I want to exemplify? This sounds like it's common sense, but it's most difficult because sometimes your friends can get you in trouble beyond what you expected. If you follow that group, your lifestyle matters. What you do counts. How you treat your brother and sister makes a difference. If you're following Christ, you want to treat someone well. You want to be kind and loving, not mean and selfish. These are the things that get in the way of faith. You continue to read your Bible. You continue to follow that Holy Spirit, and it will guide you to that peace of mind that will surpass all understanding. Because sometimes you get mean people who just want to be mean to see how you react since you call yourself a Christian. Well, that's where it comes in. That's where your faith, you decided to be a Christian, or you can decide not to be a Christian. You have the choice. I often tell the story of a cow. The cow does not know that he's walking into a slaughterhouse where he's going to be killed. He will not come out the same way. The company you keep, the things you do, if you go down these paths and you see yourself doing things that are not Christ-like, you're not going to come out the same way. That doesn't mean that you can't change. It just means that you're in the wrong atmosphere of people. Man, woman. The Bible has specific instructions as to how we're supposed to treat one another. Racism, separatism, people you like and people you don't like because they're not like you. Or you're not like them. So when you look at faith, it's believing in what the Bible says and then acting upon it. This will get you far in this life and the eternal life, which is considered our reward. So when we was listening to Marvin Sapp, saying that he saw the best in me. God sees the best in you. Man and woman will see the worst in you. They will call you everything but a child of God. It's up to you as to how you portray your image amongst the Christian community. It's important, ladies and gentlemen. Bible studies are designed to get into the nitty-gritty of our lifestyles, what we know to be right and what we know to be wrong. He saw the best in me. God sees the best in you. That's why he loves you. But faulty behavior can get you in some really bad trouble. Now, you don't have to take my word for it. Go to your Bible. Read the scriptures for yourself. Let that Holy Spirit overwhelm you and give you the interpretation that you need to move forward with your attitudes, your behaviors, how you do things. Because at the end of the day, it's going to be you and God the Father alone having a conversation. And the one thing that I believe, and you don't have to believe this, is that there's a videotape of all your actions through your whole life. The videotape has perfect lighting. It's you, and you will be able to see yourself. Do you want to see yourself in a positive light and having those Christian beliefs, that Christian attitude? Or do you want to see yourself in a negative light, doing things that are bad? That's the easiest way to say it, that are bad. And how you treat another person is important. So that faith that builds us up, that solid foundation makes the biggest difference. Now, faith is a huge subject matter. We have many components. That's why the book of John gives you a description. So we're going to follow that as we go further into our Bible studies. And we're going to stay here on faith for a while, a little while, maybe a long while. It depends on how that Holy Spirit leads me in the development as to how I'm explaining it to you. That doesn't mean that I'm right. Follow behind me. Check for yourself so that you will know for yourself. Because when you're standing there all by yourself with God, you're accountable for your actions. You're accountable for your words. You're accountable for your deeds. The one good thing that I really enjoy about God is that God enjoys your words and your deeds. Make them work together for his glory, for his benefit. And at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, you will receive your crown of glory in heaven, and you will have a place there with him. As he said, I have many mansions I go to prepare. Be prepared for your success. When you get there, he will be able to say, that's my good and faithful servant. This has been Pastor Kevin T. Scott. We're going to come back with another Bible study about faith. We've enjoyed this time with you, and we look forward to you listening to us again. I will be bringing on special guests to talk about the word of faith, because my interpretation is not perfect, because I live in an imperfect body. The flesh is weak. The spirit is willing. And I want the spirit to overtake the flesh so that I can be in that glorious moment in his presence. KingScottRadioTV.com, Pastor Kevin T. Scott. Thank you, and God bless you.